Okay, we'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for May 12, 2026. If all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We will start with public comments. So if anybody has anything that's not already on the agenda and you want to talk about it, come up to the hot seat.
If there's anything they want to address.
Come up to the hot seat, state your name and what you'd like to speak about. Okay, we'll move on then to the agenda review. I don't know if there's any additions or deletions that need to be made.
Nope, I got nothing.
Okay. Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve as written.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed. Passes. I look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed. Passes. HFD. Hall roof.
All right, so Chief had nothing to report, but one thing I wanted to bring up is we're looking at replacing the fire hall section of the roofing this year. The only thing I got is if we want to just keep it white. Dan had brought up to me that maybe if we wanted to go a darker color just for the winter to maybe help with ice movement, where it's melting and move ice, because we do get a lot of ice jams up there. I mean, I don't know if it helps or not. We did that with the hall roof. That's why it's, that part's the green, forest green kind of color. But I don't know if council has any input on it. One thing is we need to have that decision probably by the end of this week. Dan informed me that we need to order the tin. Ford will be going up 9% after this month.
Okay. Council, any thoughts on color of the roof?
The chief didn't care. He was fine either way.
Council?
What portion is green?
You know, if you look at the hall where the ramp is.
Oh, yeah?
It's a different color.
Pretty observant. So if we'd go green here, we'd have green over the fire hall, the white.
It would just match.
We were thinking brown.
I was thinking that brown that's on there, just yeah. The whole thing.
There's any experts that know if that helps or not. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not opposed to a darker color if we've got ice issues in the past. I mean,
we've had that's ice dams up a lot.
Bull brown,
give it a shot. I mean, nothing, it's gonna be the same price anyway, whether it's brown
yeah.
or white. So.
Nothing to lose.
All right, move on then to 270 Railroad Street. One of you, if you want, four of you. You don't have to arm wrestle over it, just.
So I had talked to Brody, our city engineer, on about encroaching into, you know, the easement, like if we went 2 feet. He didn't really seem to have a problem. He said, as long as there are no utilities on that side, which there's nothing from a city standpoint. I don't know if there is electrical or anything outside the city, if there's anything that runs through there. Do you guys know? Right. So, but he didn't have a problem with it. He thought it could be done. So if the city wanted to move forward with that, my only concern is just looking out for everything is just once you do something like this, you set a precedent. If you do move forward with it, I would like to have something, and even Brody recommended having some document written up by our attorney for like easement access. And then we'd also want to highlight in there too that if they were to put the retaining wall within our right of way, typically what happens is that the city won't be responsible if anything happens to it, or if we had to dig the road up and for for some reason there. I wouldn't foresee there because there's no utilities. And we have all the land on the other side of the street.
Yeah, there's a water main in the alley.
Yeah, and then the sewer is on the other side of the street.
Right.
And then the storm is down below, so there's really no utilities there that...
So how far were you going? 2 feet?
2 feet, I think, right? Isn't that what you guys wanted? Like the step, where the step is?
To the edge of the steps.
Yeah.
Foot and a half, 2 feet.
And then, did you get the handout I sent you on the retaining walls?
Yep, as that's the same as this.
Okay.
Yep.
That handout, but...
So that we don't need a permit unless we, or do we need a permit?
So what I would recommend, go eliminate the middleman and go right to the experts. Explain to MinSpec, Safe Built, what you guys want to do.
I don't like them guys.
It's a lot of new people, so...
No, okay.
A lot of the old Mins, there's maybe one or two left from MinSpec that are still there.
Should we contact them first to get a permit?
Yeah, I would call them, one, to see if you need a permit, and then two, explain what you're doing just to make sure that it doesn't require, so there's no things that come up later, you know, like, oh, you did it this way? Oh, that needs a railing. Oh, this needs to be engineered. You know, just so you know what all the requirements are.
Okay.
And I say go to them because they're the experts.
They're out of, what, Laconia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I don't think their number's on here.
No, it's probably a book.
If you want to write it down, it's 952?
Wait.
It is on the bottom, I think.
Yeah, that's
right.
Way in the bottom.
Should be a 442 number.
Yeah, 7520.
7520.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
You're welcome.
So then I guess it really comes down to, you know, council's thoughts on it. But you have in your packet there what Brody wrote up. And if you guys look in the packet, you can see engineer has no issues with it, kind of what he discussed.
Okay.
Should we wait to talk to anybody before that? I mean, do you need to have this written down before we talk to anybody?
I think the big thing is just to make sure that you talk with the former MinSpec group and just make sure there's nothing out there that isn't going to prop up and create an issue during or after everything is said and done. And then once you figure out that, I would say then communicate with Jeremy and let Jeremy know what you found out. And then if there's anything that the city needs to do on our side, we can get the ball rolling on that as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd
let them put it up.
I get you do it one for one, but that's making the city
look
better.
I think council's got no objection. I think the main thing with you is just to make sure you get everything ironed out with Safe Built as to what you want to accomplish there. So there's no hidden fees, no hidden items that come up where you're like, well, I didn't know we had to do that, and that's going to cost, you know. Because I know sometimes you can get into requirements where it requires an engineered plan.
Okay.
So
the only
I just
in there that I know of is that sister, and we're going to fill that in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Excellent. Well, whenever you find out, get a hold of Jeremy and we can go from there.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I have his number on
sheet. You and probably half the town.
Pretty much.
Hey, we'll move on then to old city business, new city business. The new old Minnesota state flag survey.
All right, so if anybody's looked on Facebook and kind of watched that, you know, about 91-92% said to fly the old Minnesota state flag. There's about 6% that chimed in, but if you do look at it and try to break it down, there are some people that are just outside town, you know, rural, and then there are some people from Robbinsdale and Chaska and whatever. I don't know why they're voting on it or what, but I looked through the, you know, the vast majority of it, plus there are about 8 or 9 other people that either contacted Chris or called up the city office to state that they want the see the old Minnesota state flag flow. So I think if you worked it out, you know, from what the survey was, it was 145 votes for the old flag, and for the new flag, 10 votes. And then plus you'd have the other eight people that called in. So I think overwhelmingly it was to stick with the old Minnesota state flag.
Yeah.
Anything to this push? Is that already shot down? This trying to prevent any state funding, trying to keep our money from us?
It's not going to go anywhere.
Okay.
The house is tied, and I don't think there's any desire for anybody to jump aisles in the house. It will, if it does, it'll pass the Senate, but I don't think it'll get past the House.
Yeah, it's the only thing I saw on it, but I mean,
I think, when does the session end? End of this month, about? Right?
On Monday.
Monday.
Sunday is really the last day of business. Monday is just they gavel in and say hi and bye. So, gotcha. And then the governor's got to call us.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I mean, it's we did what they didn't do. We put it to a vote.
Right.
I mean, well, how can you argue against that?
And I think even like City of Ramsey is voting on it this week too. So there's a lot of cities now voting on it.
And I know they're doing, the media's doing everything they can to shame the cities that are doing it. But like I said, if you're putting it to a vote, like I said, we did what they failed to do.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable with going with the results of the vote.
So do you know why that was on the vote to begin with?
You'd have to ask the committee and your governor.
Yeah, there was one Republican that was on the council, and he voted no for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They put together a committee, and then they decided to decide, and then they made legislation for it, and it passed both houses. Because one got signed because the Democrats had the trifecta. So anything they wanted, they were going to get. Didn't matter.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. We put it out there. People voted. Put it back.
So I'd say put the old flag. I suppose we probably should have a motion, right? Because we motioned it.
Yeah, we motioned to not fly it.
Yep, so we should have a motion to fly it back in the park where it was previously flown, I'm thinking, right? That's where we want to fly it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Make a motion to fly the old Minnesota flag.
Second it.
It's moved seconded to fly the old Minnesota flag. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. New old flag, or old new flag, new old flag. Something like that. It's back up in the air. Next item is the appraisal for parcel split, parcel 45.0281600.
Yep, so that's Lois Draghi's former property there where we've talked about parcel split, putting the street in. I find it amazing that it takes, it's such a short thing, but I talked to three people and the earliest I can get it is by the end of this month.
Yeah.
So I find it amazing for a 50 by 200 foot strip just to get a quick appraisal takes a month, but I don't know, maybe the housing season's kicking off because it's spring too, but so I should have that by the end of the month. Is $800 for the appraisal. So once we have that, then we can look at setting up probably a special meeting to have discussions with that appraisal and of that property. And if council wishes, we can call a closed meeting on that because it's negotiations for a purchase of a property. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. The other thing I've had is I've had one resident come up and said he would like some public input on the matter before we move forward with it. I said, well, you can come to this meeting or the next meeting. And he had said he would come to the next meeting and bring his neighbors up that object to it. So I said, well, that's what should be done if there is. So just give council a heads up, so I'll have that on the agenda also for next meeting, that we can receive any public input on that possible street extension.
Sounds good.
And I think just if you want, if you do have conversations with others and that, just let them know we'll do it during the public comment section of the agenda.
Good.
And that, so.
Good.
We'll move on unless council has any questions.
Nope.
Okay. Jason Buckentine, Class C license.
Well, at first, he said he did pass because he wanted to prank us in the office.
Oh, yeah?
He did pass. So congratulations to Jason. He is now certified to run the water treatment plant and the pond. So
nice.
And the pond. Yeah. So, you know, he got his D, what was that, last year, right? For water, too. And then now he got his C license. So, and that's what our water system is Class C. So, and then typically with that, you know, typically we look at, you know, a raise comes into factor and comes into play with that for him obtaining that. So, now, if Jason, you have any input you want to provide on?
I was just going to ask if I could have a $2 raise for it, because the D license is 1 year and it takes 3 years to get C license. So,
council thoughts? I mean, he did prank the staff. So maybe we should take that into consideration, whether or not we.
$1.99 then.
And just, you know, so people know that when he did take his D, he passed it. He did not get a raise for his D at that time. Gotcha.
Yep.
Need a motion for that? I make a motion to give a $2 raise to Jason Buckentine for passing his Class C water license.
Second.
So moved and seconded to give Jason a $2 raise for his Class C water license passage. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, congrats.
I'll pay him in Canadian dollars.
It's huge to have that. To have somebody for everything Jason does and to have both his licenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Move on then.
And then along with that, tying that in. So kind of you all know Kurt Reitz wastewater operations, his business, who's helped Jason. Our thought process was, because instead of just throwing Jason into the fire, try to look at retaining Kurt through, we thought, the end of the year at least.
End of the year. We'll
and then we'll reevaluate beginning of the year. So I had Kurt put something together. So in there he has his proposal, which he would do a retainer of $150 a month starting next month. And then he has his hourly rate of $57.50. And trip service fee of $31.75. And you probably reach out to Kurt, probably still on a regular basis, I would say, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he always did come once a month, but I still call him every couple times a month, rather. And that's what retainers for, his knowledge.
No, I think it makes sense to keep him for a while. I mean, that's a lot of decades of experience there.
It is, and Kurt is very knowledgeable.
Yep, just to have that in our back
in
pocket.
In that field. And also, it's good to have, allow Jason to have somebody to go to and have that create that confidence.
Yep.
As he kind of be a one-man show for everything.
Yep. No, I mean, I think that makes good sense to.
And also, there's jobs that come up that may need two people.
Council, if we're in agreement with that, I'd look for a motion to approve the service agreement with Kurt Reitz.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to approve the service agreement with Kurt Reitz through the end of the year.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the service agreement with Kurt Reitz through the end of the year. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose.
passes. Now we'll move on to city office summer hours.
So with that, it's something we tried, we did last year. I don't know if council wants to look at going, doing summer hours again. I know Norwood's going to them next week, 7:30 to 4:30, and then 7:30 to 11:30.
Okay.
And I think what we did last year was 8 to 5 and 8 to noon on Friday.
Okay. So that seemed to work out for staff last year?
It works for me.
I didn't hear any complaints.
Yeah, I didn't know one complained. A few people used it for the extra time.
Time at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
So sometimes it comes in handy, especially, you know, why can't be there till 4:45 or 5? And mm-hmm. even if they meet them at 5 and I got to be here till 5:15, it's not a big deal.
Yep.
And I'm willing to do 7:30 in the morning if that's
okay.
Desire.
Someone needs to
do. We want to do. Well, what do we want to do? 7:30 to 5 then, or 7:30 to 4:30, or?
Are you just thinking if somebody needs it earlier, you'd be willing to come cover at 7:30, or?
I just thought so just, you didn't have to stay till 5.
I don't have to wait, to be honest.
With or that. What you said.
Okay, I wasn't sure, but I mean, really, it's...
The public, if you had an issue, what would be better? Extra time in the morning or in the afternoon?
I think Saturdays and Sundays.
I guess I'm going to have to update my resume then.
I don't know, if it was me, I work 8 to 5, so...
Okay, that kind of really doesn't assist you. You know, or if we do 7:30 to 5, I work 8 to 5, Jenny comes in at 7:30, she's usually gone by noon. Then that gives them a whole extra hour.
You guys both good at that?
Yeah.
If you guys can make it work, then
yeah,
sounds good to us.
If you guys think you can make that work, I'm good at that.
If you can't make it, I'll just come in earlier.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, then we'll move on to city council reports. Councilman Polson isn't here. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
The only thing I have is we'll get a newsletter out. You won't get it tomorrow, though, because I will be hitting a little white ball around an acreage of land or two.
I hope the sun or the wind subsides.
It's supposed to. It's definitely supposed to.
Okay.
So that's all I had.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
So moving seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for May 12th, 2026 is adjourned at 18:55.